We get a visit with a couple members of Habitat for Humanity here in North Platte. We welcome into the Mug Studios Caleb Kim. He's the executive director with Habitat. How you doing, Caleb?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you. And Lori Rogers to his right, the board president. How you doing, Lori?
I'm good. Good morning.
All right. Well, good to have you. So we had a talk about, I think, an organization that gets a lot of publicity nationwide. We hear it in the national news from time to time. I know we had a former president, Jimmy Carter, that was deeply involved, and I think he brought that out, all the great things that they do. But we got great things happening here locally, and that's kind of why you wanted to book a spot on the show today,
Absolutely.
Caleb. So, first of all, just kind of give an overview of Habitat's history here in the North Platte area.
Yeah, so we've been around for 28 years, and we just completed House 67, and we just have a rich history here in North Platte. And it's been a wonderful time. I've been here for about 17 months as executive director at Habitat for Humanity, and during that time, we built three houses, and we finished one more this January, last month, actually, and we are on track to build two more houses this year. And so, you know, our mission really is for advocacy for better housing in this town, and it's been wonderful to just partner with families and local businesses and local nonprofits and in faith communities to help the momentum going in building homes here in North Platte.
I printed out the latest home that you gave to the Mariquin Hernandezes and Aaron Zendi and their two children, and you just get a sense of what this means to people. I'm sure it'd get even more of a sense if I was actually there to see the expressions and the smiles and all that. But the picture says a lot here in the article. This means a lot to people in the community too, and for you to be involved in helping make this happen for needy families has to be especially gratifying.
Absolutely, we had a wonderful time dedicating the house. It was just only 3 weeks ago. That family, Zendi and Aaron, waited 3 years to get their house completed.
Wow!
They signed up back in 2022, and they just had to wait. And they were very patient in their process, and they really played the long game. And it took us about 9 months to build a house. And in January 30th, we finished the house. We handed over the keys. The community came together. I think we had about 80 people at that house, a 1,200 square foot house. 80 people come and bless the family. So it was such a, we call it a homecoming. It was a wonderful homecoming for them.
So I just want to clarify that the house wasn't given to them.
Yeah.
Caleb, do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We call it a hand up, not a handout at Habitat.
Right.
And so we partner with families, and they have to put in about 400 hours of sweat equity to build the house with their own hands and feet. And we partner with them. And so, and after the house is done, we hand over the keys and they start paying the mortgage. A house for the next 30 years or so. So it's not a free house that we give out. That's what we call them, partner families. We partner with them, with Habitat, to walk with them through the season of learning about home ownership. And they have to take about 10 classes in that process of learning about how to care for your lawn, to financial preparedness, to how to care for appliances. So there's a lot of stuff. Especially if you're a renter, there are a lot of things that you don't have to do, per se, and you don't have to pay up. And as an owner, you have a lot more responsibility.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we walked in through that process.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add, Lori?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, between swinging a hammer, bringing in, between, like, themselves, their own families, or church friends, 400 hours, they have 200 hours that they themselves and their family put in, and then 200 hours that anybody can help put in. That in other families, that there's other families that, like, I know the other neighbor families, like, that they'll come in and they'll help, that have already put their own hours in, that they'll come in and help to build, to make sure that house gets built on time, that they can get moved in. Yeah,
it's a real partnership, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We don't just hand over the keys for the sake of handing over the keys, but mm-hmm. they really invested their time, their sweat, finances, mm-hmm. partnership, connections with the community. There's a lot of hard work. It's an entire package.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you mentioned in this latest of family to receive a Habitat house and putting in all those hours and 3 years, you said, of waiting basically for it to happen. But the sweat equity and putting in all those hours, I mean, 400 hours is like 10 40-hour weeks, if you want to view it that way. I mean, that's 2.5 months, basically, of putting in this work. But I got to think that that's got to make you appreciate it a lot more. And, you know, having a hand in that and knowing that you were part of putting that house together, deep appreciation for that thing. And then having, you know, friends and neighbors help you out too adds another dimension, doesn't it?
I think there's a real difference when you're able to, difference between when you walk into a house, you know, from when you purchase it mm-hmm. versus when you actually build it. When your hand is in the walls, you know.
More of an emotional connection,
yeah,
isn't it? It is.
I mean, there's a lot of labor. And these families, they put in their hours after their work, right? They come home from work mm-hmm. and they'll put in another 2-3 hours of work, you know, putting in. Working on the houses, they would spend their Saturdays, you know, mm-hmm. putting in 6 to 8 hours just working at their house. So there's a lot of physical, but a lot of emotional investment that goes into it. It's not just walking mm-hmm. into a brand new house, but they built it from ground up, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of involvement. It's a real homecoming at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're always looking for volunteers, obviously. When you build the homes, you need volunteers to help out and financial partners. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're always looking for more volunteers. And our guys are out there literally Monday through Friday, Saturday. And we have a construction coordinator, Carrie Murphy, who's been doing an incredible job. But we average about 3 to 4 people a day that comes in and just helps out with whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I love to share is that we don't need people who have a lot of skills. If you have skills, that's great. But if you have time, I think time is more important than anything. We'd love to have you come in and we could train you and teach you. Corey, I don't even know how to build a house. And so there are days where I would go in and I'll ask Carrie, hey, what do you need? And he'll mm-hmm. instruct me on how to do things. So
bet you've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot, plenty. I'm still learning. You know, I'm always asking questions like, what is this for? What is that for? Why are we mm-hmm. doing it like that? And Carrie does an incredible job just walking you through the steps in details and helps you understand. So mm-hmm. We could always use volunteers.
Well, I was just going to say, talk about when you have organizations come in.
Yeah, and we also have organizations and
women's
groups. We had a woman build campaign back in October mm-hmm. of last year where we asked about 10 women in the community to do two things. One is to bring awareness of Habitat and also help with fundraising. And they spent about 3 months just getting all the funds together, mm-hmm. Publicizing Habitat and bring awareness to Habitat. And we had a build day one day for them. And it was an incredible day. Lori was part of our womb build. And it was a wonderful time of just getting together and for them to kind of see what goes on in building a house. And mm-hmm. they worked really hard. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not knocking anybody, but they didn't just like paint walls or anything. They were like scrubbing and nailing and drilling. And mm-hmm. I mean, Laura, you could talk about that a little bit more. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We showed up and it wasn't just sweeping. I mean, we put up walls. We were swinging hammers. We were, what were we doing?
Yeah, you were just helping with everything.
Yeah, we were doing everything. We were actually, we got to work on 2 different houses, and we were doing everything Carrie was telling us to do, and it was a long, long good day.
Yeah, so that's one example of volunteers coming together. And we would also have, like, church groups mm-hmm. come in, you know, they would ask us, hey, can we come in on Saturday? I was like, absolutely. So we'll schedule something with them on a Saturday for them to come out. We just had Centris credit union staff here locally that came a couple months ago, and they helped with our wall raising mm-hmm. day. And so they were there and just hammering, you know, mm-hmm. all the wood and our lumber. So it was a lot of fun, actually.
So if we got, naturally, we got an audience, and a share of that probably is in a situation where they could use a house. They would love to have a house built and be involved in a project like this. How would people go about if they want to be considered for a Habitat
Absolutely.
House?
So it's like an annual cycle that we go through. Mm-hmm. And so we start in the summertime, and we get the word out in May, June. And we host about 3 homeownership workshops. So if anyone mm-hmm. is interested in applying for a homeownership, we invite them to come out to our workshop, and we mm-hmm. spend about an hour just walking them through the process of it.
So that's kind of the initial thing that they would
yes.
go through?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then if they are still interested after that, they could apply. And once they apply, we have a family selection committee that's run by Marcy Fletcher, who's our board member. And she has a committee that receives all the application, and they review all the application.
Mm-hmm.
And by fall, they'll make an announcement as to the next partner family. Lori was part of our family selection committee chair last year. And if you want to just maybe talk about mm-hmm. your process, because you were in it.
Yep. So yeah. The way that process works is we mm-hmm. get all the applications, and then the committee meets quite a few times, actually. Mm-hmm. We go through very thoroughly. We go through all the applications. And then there's just a process where each one of us reads each application, and we just go through and we decide if there's an affordability, to make sure that each family can afford, because mm-hmm. you still have to pay. There still is a mortgage.
Right.
And that includes your insurance, that includes the interest, because there still is a small interest, and the responsibility of owning a home. And if you can do those hours. So, and then we narrow it down mm-hmm. to 3, and we do a process where we go out and we look and see if you are maintaining and taking care of the home that you currently live in. And then we choose the family. And it's a very, very tough process that we go through. It's a very tough process. And then we do choose a family, and then the board ultimately decides, and we choose a family. We'd like to choose more than one family, and hopefully someday, if we can get enough lots and get enough money, we can choose more than one family a year. But right now, where we are, we choose one family a year, and we go from there, and then they are the family that we build a house for. Partner with, and mm-hmm. go from there.
Yeah, we just announced a new family, partner family, last week, actually, the Sucro family, and they will be mm-hmm. our family number 69.
Mm, great.
And then we're going to probably break ground in the fall of this year. And so we're really, really excited about that. And it's a very unique system that we have, and it's a very it's a process that we all go through with families mm-hmm. and going through the process of application. I've sat in on the family selection committee one time, and it's not easy. There's a lot of incredible stories and just sometimes painful stories that you have to read through. And the selection committee has a hard time to the difficult position to select a family. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's rewarding, but it's also heartbreaking at the same time.
I can imagine. Your office is at 420 North Cottonwood?
Yes.
Correct? And if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
They could email us. You could email me at caleb@nphabitat.org. You could call us at 534-6251. We're always looking for more partners. And we're also looking for folks who would like to donate a lot. Mm-hmm. There are people who have an empty lot that's not really going anywhere. We'd love to write a nice tax letter for you and mm-hmm. and take that lot and give it to a family in need.
Okay. Caleb@nphabitat.org. The number again, 308-534-6251. Or they can go online. I'm sure you get information on the website as well, nphabitat.org.
Yes.
Is that it? We want to thank you both for coming in. Caleb Kim, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, and Lori Rogers, Board President. Appreciate you both stopping by this morning, and we'll have to do this again in the future and talk about more lucky families to get homes here in North Platte. Appreciate you both.
Thanks for having us.
Take care.